And just like that, it's fall 2021. I just want to say thank you so much to everyone that's continued to stick by me and my MIA days, to everyone that continues to listen, to share my podcasts. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much. And I promise I will try to give you as much content as I possibly can during my journey. Season 2, I wanted to share my divorce journey. Yep, the D word, and not a good thing. But this has taught me that those that you thought were going to be in your life forever doesn't exist. And it's okay. It's okay to move forward by yourself. It's okay to learn to love yourself again, and it's okay to heal. It really is okay. There will be some spoken word, there will be some stories, but I will take you every step of the way. COVID has prolonged our divorce. It hasn't been for any reason but other than I chose this because I fell out of love. And we'll talk more about that. If you have any stories that you would like to add or any messages that you would like to leave me because it resonates with you, please feel free to do so. I will always keep it anonymous unless you tell me otherwise. Email me at goddess1971.gc@gmail.com or just leave me a voice message. And with that being said, make it a motherfucking great day. Today, I felt numb. Humbled because I'm awake. And because of the things I've overcome, but nevertheless, numb. How did I get here to this place where I'm no longer happy? Where you can see it on my face. Today I woke up numb. Numb to the fact that I am trying to move forward, and every time I try to move forward, I take 10 steps back. Because of motivation that I lack. Who am I? This is not me. I am stronger than this. Fuck. I'm B. I'm the one that's supposed to take my life in charge and just go with the flow and be adventurous and fuck all these feelings that I owe. That no longer serve me, that are no longer who I am. I need to stop and take a good look at myself. Because this just can't be my life. It won't be my life. Today I woke up numb. Numb to the fact that I go into a house that no longer feels like a home. My home. That soon will be done and gone. And I have to accept these things because this is the decision that I made. Myself. No one else. For no one else. But for me. And my happiness. And my sanity. Today, I woke up numb. But this feeling will no longer become who I am as of today. This will change. I will no longer be stuck or procrastinating. I will do things the smart way, but nevertheless, do them for me. Yeah. This is my last day of feeling numb.
2006 is when it started. Met online, MySpace. Try not to age myself, but was definitely not looking. Definitely not looking. And we were friends. I kind of threw a little bait and she grabbed onto it. And we talked for a few months. She came to see me. I went to see her. She lived in New York. And I'm from Boston. And I knew that she was the one the minute I saw her. It wasn't an easy transition, her moving here. I didn't ask her to move here. However, she did ask me to move over there, but my children were small at the time and I wasn't about to do that with no one, not knowing anybody. So she decided to move with me because I'm not a long distance person. Looking back at it now, I won't do that again. And I'll tell you why. Because when someone moves for you, oh my God, that's the best feeling, right? It's so romantical and, you know, all the feels. Here's the problem. Years and years will pass by. They start to get more and more attached to you. You're their crutch. You're their everything. And I'm not saying she wasn't mine, my everything, but she was definitely not my crutch. I have friends and family, and I've never been dependent on my significant other. I've always been very independent. So with that, you know, you kind of start to get into like kind of like a cocoon, a relationship cocoon, and where you do everything together. And don't get me wrong, it's all great to do things together, but there are times where you need your space and you need to just be you, you know? And I'm not saying that I wasn't me, but I really wasn't. Thinking about it now, I really wasn't fully me. I held back a lot to make her happy. Arguments started. Mind you, we got married in 2007. Arguments started a few years later, and I just started seeing that she was just being nitpicky for every little tiny thing. She has OCD, and I am a very peaceful person. Yes, I am energetic as fuck. My energy level is on 1,000 every day from the minute I wake up. I'm blessed to be that way. But I also like my peace, you know, and no drama and no tension. I don't live for that. And it just started getting worse and worse. We never went on a honeymoon. We never went on vacations. There was always an excuse. And I started to get tired of it because I'm like, I'm young. I want to live my life with my spouse. I want to be able to travel and experience new things. And you just get tired of it after a while. So I started going on vacations with my best friends. And that opened up a whole new world for me. I was like, yes, this is what I was meant to do. She wasn't liking it, but whatever, it's my life. I wasn't doing anything bad. I was just enjoying my time with my friends. By 2018, I was starting to be very unhappy. And I stayed at it, worked at it, because no relationship is perfect. We all have flaws. 2019, we bought a house. And I'm thinking, okay, this is going to make or break our marriage, right? We're either going to stop arguing so much or we're going to argue too much. And so it was. Bought a house. The arguments just got worse and worse, and I don't know why. She was stressing a lot about bills, even though the bills were getting paid on time. But I felt like now we're working just for a mortgage and just for bills. And yes, I get it. It's a big responsibility. Side note, when you're going for a walk or a jog, please don't put too much damn perfume on. Oh, Lord, I almost passed out. Anyway, back to the story. I don't want to live my life to only pay bills. I want to live my life to explore new places, new things, new people. You know, that's what life is all about. Because when you die, what the fuck are you going to do with the money? Nothing. What are you going to do with the house? It's going to get sold. It's going to go to your children, whatever. Like, enjoy life. I'm not saying don't be responsible. Definitely be responsible. But always have time to enjoy life. And I'm not saying we didn't enjoy life together. She made me laugh a lot. But I have this huge thing about laughter. If you can make me laugh and keep me laughing, you got me. The minute we stop laughing and we're arguing more than we're talking, or I'm sad more than I'm smiling, that's when I know that it's time to go. And so it just became too much. I started getting triggered a lot. I come from a domestic violence background. And no, she never put her hands on me, but just the things that she would say when she would be angry and things like that just started triggering me to my past. So 2020, I made the decision to just divorce. Not even a separation, because I am go big or go home type of person. So I decided a divorce was the best thing because I fell out of love. Between the arguments and all that stuff, I just started falling out of love, and I woke up and I was like, I'm not in love with this person anymore. She's a great person, but she's just not my person anymore. She's had a hard time. Hard time. Accepting it. It is now 2021, and the courts and COVID are just taking forever. We have a house we have to sell. We have assets we have to split. It's not easy. And this is not what I expected, but it happens. Part two, coming up soon. I get high so I don't feel. I get high so I'm happy and laughing and forget all the heartache that I'm going through. I get high to forget. And no, it's not crack. It's weed, which I don't really smoke a lot of. But now I feel like it's a constant, and like I constantly have to be just feeling nice. So I don't have to worry about anything else around me. This too shall pass, right? This too shall pass, and I will be in a better place next year. And everybody will have their own space next year and be happy with their lives. And everybody can start over and follow their dreams and goals and not worry about me. Because at this point, I just feel like I'm a burden on everybody. Everything I say is wrong. Everything I do is wrong. Everything I feel is wrong. And it gets tiring. And I'm tired of being okay. And I'm tired of being there for everybody. I'm just tired.
Good morning, good morning. It is October, I want to say 6th, 2021. Heading into work, and I just started thinking, well, you know what, let me just talk about what led up to this divorce during COVID, no less, which makes it even harder because, well, you know, everything is delayed. So you never think that when you marry someone that you're ever going to divorce them, because it's forever, right? I, if anybody knows me, knows that I don't believe in forever. I believe in as long as God wants us to be together or the universe feels like we've served purpose in each other's lives. 14 years later, I've served a purpose in my ex's life and she has served a purpose in mine. It wasn't easy, but I had to do what was best for me. And a lot of people have called me selfish. A lot of people have said I've broken up my family. It has not been because of cheating. It has not been because of abuse. You just fall out of love. It happens, people, it happens. And yes, marriages have problems and people argue and stuff like that. But I come from a domestic violence background. Excuse all the noise, I'm driving. I come from a domestic violence background, so I get triggered even after so many years. Little things will trigger me, and the constant arguing and the constant nitpicking and just, you know, for little things, it kind of gets to be too much. I am genuinely a very happy person when I wake up in the morning, no caffeine involved. And I don't like to wake up to someone that's unhappy or miserable or starts to cuss when something goes wrong, or, you know, it's just, it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary negative energy that does not need to be had at 6 o'clock in the morning. But anyways, I digress. Just, you know, little things here and there. I started feeling very unhappy in 2018, which is crazy. And even though I was unhappy, I still wanted it to work, you know, because I had so much love for this person. But I wasn't in love with this person. But I was like, well, maybe if we buy a house, it'll work itself out. It'll be better. So we bought a house in 2019, and the
just got worse. Like, yeah, we were happy, you know, no regrets. I love my home, which now I have to sell once the divorce is finalized. But we were happy, but I wasn't truly happy. I was just happy that, oh my God, I made an accomplishment with this person, and we worked so hard, and now we have something that we can call our own. And little by little, the arguments just started getting worse. And I just, one day, was like, I'm really not in love with her. Like, what am I doing? Started going on vacations. Well, I started going on vacations in 2017 with my best friends. And that was a problem. But it's like, you know, yes, we have a home. That's great. But I don't want to work just to pay the bills or just to pay my mortgage. I'm a traveler. I love to travel. I want to be able to enjoy life and create memories. And those that know me know that that's exactly what I love to do. So she would always find an excuse not to go somewhere with me. And then when I started traveling with my friends, now it's a problem. Now it's, you never ask me to go anywhere. You never say anything. Why? Why am I going to ask someone that clearly had no intentions of going anywhere before? It just doesn't make any sense. So here we are, 2021, still dealing with this. Have not been fully divorced. Definitely are separated since 2019, and it hasn't been easy. You know, we have our good days where we get along and I want us to be friends, and 14 years is a very long time for you not to be friends with someone. I mean, everybody's different, don't get me wrong. I would love to stay friends with her because that's 14 years of a life we had together. But I also understand that her feelings are still hurt and she's still dealing with it, and hurt people, even though I don't believe that that should be the case. But I feel like she's making me feel like, because I made the decision to get a divorce, that I deserve the bad treatment, and you know, and it's not fair. I don't deserve that. I don't give a fuck who you are. When you make a conscious decision for your well-being and your happiness, nobody should ever make you feel like you're less than, or make you feel like you deserve to be mistreated because you made that decision for your own happiness. Because you know what? I raised two kids. They're 19 and 30. I was in a 14-year marriage. My whole life were these three humans. And now my life is me. My life is all about me. Yes, I still love my children. They're my children. I'm never going to stop loving them. I'm never going to stop being there for them. But if I'm unhappy in a relationship, if I'm unhappy in a job, if I'm unhappy with a friendship, I need to learn to cut my losses, because it's too much wasted energy. It is too much of mental drainage, emotional drainage. You know what I mean? And I can't be flushing that down the toilet because someone feels like being petty with me because they're hurt over my decision to make myself happy. I'm sorry, I just can't do that anymore. So I made the decision, I'm sticking by it, and it's been a long fucking ride. Some days are good, some days are bad, but you know what? I don't regret this decision at all. Stay tuned.